Welcome to this week's edition of Addiction, Mental Health, and the Law, presented by the Clearfield County District Attorney. And for today's program, we do have the Clearfield County District Attorney with us. That would be Ryan Sayers. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on again.
It's great having you back with us. Now, this is your third appearance on the program, which, as we mentioned at the start, has come out of your office. And I think it would be worthy of getting a refresher again on how this program, the idea for this program came to be, and how the funding of it is sourced.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here again. I kicked off the show August of last year. I was had one towards the end of 2024. Now we're getting ready to go into the final quarter of this show. So it's good to be back on and kind of talk about the 30,000 foot view of what this program is.
Absolutely.
And where the money came from to provide for this program is the opioid settlement funds. Mm-hmm. And we have to use that money for different things. It's right in the agreement. But one of them is prevention and education to the public. So these kind of programs and having speakers come on and talk about the mental health side of things, the addiction side of things, prevention, and the what ifs, and provide contact information for mm-hmm. people really is an important benefit for the community. And I hope that people listen to this and go, you know, I really should help a loved one in my life to get the help they need. And this is what they're dealing with. They talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
Maybe I should make that referral to get them hopefully on the right track.
Absolutely. And there have been a wide ranging of topics that have been covered here on the program from week to week. And it's always great to get back and have a chance to talk with you, Ryan, about the program itself. Now, one of the things that we talked about last time, I guess it was in January, correct, was the LETI program in Clearfield County. Could you remind us what is LETI all about, and could you give us an update?
Yeah, so the LETI program, or the Law Enforcement Treatment Initiative, was a program started in coordination with the Attorney General's office and local DAs. So each county has their own LETI program. I think we might be up over 20 counties now have such a program in place.
Right.
And the program is meant for diversion and assistance prior to a preliminary hearing. Mm-hmm. So either individuals reach out directly and say, I need help. There's a referral made by a family member or loved one. An individual might have contact with law enforcement and say, hey, I need help. And they don't file the charges at that point in time for something minor, obviously not trafficking. Or the other option is, and this is what we've seen the most of, individuals get charged with simple possession or maybe a retail theft to provide for their habits, something along those lines, and they say, hey, I need help, mm-hmm. and we refer them into the LETI program. And the update that you've referred to is that we've successfully had graduates from the program now over the last year. Mm-hmm. We've had people graduate, and it takes roughly 18 months for an individual to finish the program to really demonstrate that they have changed their life for the better. And coming up here on May 7th, Attorney General Sunday, it took us a few months. We actually started this back under the prior Attorney General to try to get AG Henry here, mm-hmm. but just schedules couldn't work. But finally, AG Sunday is going to be able to come and recognize those individuals that have completed the program. And we'll talk about the LETI program, the success here in Clearfield County and around the Commonwealth to get people on the right track. So looking forward to that on May 7th.
Well, that's outstanding. Could you give us a little bit of an idea of what these individuals go through when they're going through the LETI program?
So the organization that is hosting the program or kind of coordinates it is the Clearfield Jefferson Drug and Alcohol Commission. Mm-hmm. So when an individual gets referred into it, an assessment is done on what their needs are. You know, some people are further into addiction than others. Some have mental health issues. And what they do is they do the assessment, say, this is what you need, either inpatient, outpatient. Obviously, they're going to help them find housing to get away from maybe the cycle of addiction they were in, mm-hmm. depending on who they were living with or where they're at, help them find a job. All these things that we take for granted of, you know, having a job, having a paycheck, being able to go and get food, those kind of things that some people struggle with. And because of that, they spiral into addiction. Mm-hmm. So, and then obviously on the mental health side, some people use alcohol and drugs to deal with their mental health issues.
Sure.
And in order to deal with those, you know, then Clearfield Jefferson Drug and Alcohol will refer to counseling and maybe get them on the appropriate meds, those kind of things. So it is really a totality of the circumstances that they deal with, pretty much anything that they need to work on to break that cycle. And after, you know, over a year, somewhere near 18 months, then the referral is made, a recommendation is made to me to say, hey, we believe this person is appropriate for conclusion and graduation from the program.
Great. So it is individually tailored.
Correct.
And we look forward to hearing even more success stories. I'm sure we can call them that.
Yes.
And in the days ahead. Now, unfortunately, and by the way, Ryan Sayers, Clearfield County District Attorney, is with us today on addiction, mental health, and the law. And we want to talk, Ryan, for a few minutes about what happens with those that are not successfully prevented from going into the legal system because of different addiction-related crimes that they have committed. But after they've been sentenced because of committing some sort of legal infraction regarding, you know, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, or the like, what are some of those options that are available after the fact for sentencing and hopefully rehabilitation?
Absolutely. So something that we've talked about a few times now is that we're looking at the prevention on the front end. Hopefully when they either first come into the system, first have contact, or maybe never even come to the police in any way, shape, or form, but need help. But for some people, and now we're looking at some individuals that might be selling a moderate amount or a small amount to provide for their habit, maybe not the main trafficker, those people we send to state prison,
right,
never to be seen again,
right,
or we send or make a referral to the feds, the U.S. Attorney's Office, who have stricter guidelines than we do in Pennsylvania. So not those individuals, but some individuals that have maybe a prior record score because of multiple offenses that they've committed in the past that doesn't allow them to take any of the county programs into consideration, or they're not a candidate for Clearfield County Jail. So instead, they get sent to state prison. So there are options for those individuals as well to get help. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's part of the parole process that they take classes and programming at the state level. But I do want to talk about two programs that are at the state level, and one has been in the news lately here in Clearfield County.
Right.
And I know there's a meeting with the Department of Corrections Thursday in Carthus. But the boot camp, mm-hmm, motivational boot camp out in Quijana, and the state drug treatment program.
Okay.
And both those programs, the boot camp is obviously out in Quijana. The state drug treatment program is at a couple locations, but one of the locations is also out at the boot camp, out at that property. So there are two programs out there that deal with individuals that need assistance with drugs or maybe just get discipline in their lives. So the boot camp is just like what it sounds like. It's a boot camp. You know, military-style boot camp, and individuals get the attention that they need, but also a very strict schedule and discipline, and something that they might have been lacking, whether it's you know, because a parent passed away or was also incarcerated, that they weren't raised in such a way that or they were raised in such a way that maybe they didn't have the discipline that,
right,
others have.
Right.
And while they're there, they have programming as well.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is the state drug treatment program, which is exactly what it sounds like. So it's not the rigor of the boot camp and the scheduling, but it is specifically tailored to what an individual needs. So going back to the LEDI program and Clearfield Jefferson Drug and Alcohol and the counseling and the meds and everything like that, the state does that program but for those that don't qualify for at this level. In other words, individuals that need, under the guidelines, a state prison sentence, but they qualify for some help, and they're asking for it. Sure. And I know we've talked about this before. All of these programs, you know, we can have every program in the world, but until a person says, I need help, none of them are going to succeed.
Right.
And, you know, the nice thing that has come out of the announcement about the boot camp, I've received a few letters, and I know that others have referred to letters they've sent to Governor Shapiro in regards to the success at the boot camp and the state drug treatment program and the help that they got to turn their lives around.
Right.
Which is impressive because these individuals that go to the boot camp or state drug treatment program, they're incarcerated for a period of time before they go there. And then it is a 6, 9, 12 month program that they're part of. So it's not like they're in and out quickly. It's just like the Letty program where there is a timing factor to prove themselves to get out of the boot camp, to graduate it and be released on parole, or the state drug treatment program to be moved to a halfway house and then released on parole as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, some people might be hearing this and may not be aware. What exactly has been in the news recently about the Quijana boot camp? It has been recommended for closing by the governor's office, and that has stirred some very serious concern, obviously. And there's going to be a special information meeting coming up, is there not, about that?
Yes, yeah, so that is correct. The governor, in his State of the State address, referenced two potential closures, and then a report was put out by the Department of Corrections saying the recommendation was SCI Rockview and then SCI Quijana or the Quijana Boot Camp.
Mm-hmm.
And they're part of the requirement of closing a facility is they have to have a meeting, a public session for people to speak at and voice their concerns in the county in which the institution is located. So the one for Clearfield County for the Quijana Boot Camp is this Thursday in Carthus.
All right. And that will be tomorrow. So, well, on this week's Addiction, Mental Health, and the Law, we have been very fortunate to have with us District Attorney of Clearfield County, Ryan Sayers. And Ryan, before we say goodbye here for this week's program, any final comments?
Yeah, I mean, just to reiterate kind of what we said at the beginning, that this type of programming is so important, and I really hope that people listen to it and share it, because
yes,
everybody in their family, in their friend circle, in their work environment, everybody comes across somebody, whether they know it or not, that is dealing with addiction, whether it's alcohol or drugs, or maybe has a mental health issue, whether it's a trauma or something that they've had since birth. And it is really important that information like this, coming from all these providers and people that deal with mental health and drugs and the justice system, it is important to get that information and to share it. So whether you might need it or not, or somebody directly in your family need it, or just share it because somebody you know that you don't know actually needs it, needs that assistance. So I really am hoping that this program has so far, and obviously we'll wrap it up here in June, but I'm really hoping that the information from these sessions is getting out to members of the community to help those in need, because that's what this is all about, is to help those in need to get the assistance they need.
We are hopeful of that, and we might mention as well the past several months archived programs are available to anyone who wants to check them out online at connectradio.fm, and you'll find them all there. All right, District Attorney Ryan Sayers of Clearfield County, it's been great having you with us once again on Addiction, Mental Health, and the Law. Have a great day and a great week.
Thank you very much.